You know how there are just some artists in your life that you just fall into and listen to over and over again, and they just take you through periods of your life. Jim White has just totally been that for me. I have come back to him, and I will just listen to him, only Jim White, for months at a time. He is sort of my adult Pink Floyd. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that was Duran Duran for me.
Oh, God, of course it was.
It's the Martha Bassett Show podcast, coming to you from the historic Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. The Martha Bassett Show features emerging national artists, fresh local faces, and me, Martha Bassett. You can keep up to date on our entire schedule at MarthaBassettShow.com. I hope you enjoy the show.
Want to feel good, to feel fine. Won't be feeling nothing when you run it three times. Spend all my money on fine red wine. Never spend a dime on moonshine. Thick as blood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Martha Bassett Podcast. I am Martha Bassett, and I'm joined by my co-host, Pat Lawrence.
Hello, Martha. We have an exciting show coming up. Who's on it?
Jim White is on my show. I can't believe it.
For those of you who do not know, that is one of Martha's favorite artists of all time, and a dream of hers to actually get him on the show and to spend a little time with him. We also have Presley Barker on the show, a young guitarist and singer, a bit of a rising star in the area, and he's going to collaborate with us. It's going to be a great show, but let's dive right in. Pick a song. What should we do to kind of launch the show to introduce people to Jim White if they don't know him?
He's got such a wide variety of material. Let's start out with something light and fun. Let's do Turquoise House.
Sounds good. Here it is.
I'll never fit in, so why should I try? How am I ever gonna pass for a normal guy? I can't wear no suit and tie. Gotta let my freak flag fly. If I walk the straight and narrow one more day, I think I'll die. Because I wanna live in a turquoise house with a turquoise garden and a turquoise yard. Drive around town in a turquoise car. Find a turquoise girl with a turquoise heart. Now faith is a riddle and love is a dream. Things are seldom what they seem. If you say your prayers at night and comb your hair just right, you might not feel like you're in hell, but then again, you might. Me, I wanna live in a turquoise house with a turquoise garden and a turquoise yard. Drive around town in a turquoise car. Find a turquoise girl with a turquoise heart. I want turquoise carpets and turquoise shoes, turquoise papers with all the turquoise news, turquoise only, not teal or aquamarine. I've seen my future and it's a shade of bluish green. Out there will be hell to pay.
He's going turquoise today.
This life's not for the faint, but you can't be what you ain't. I know I'll never truly be myself till I give me that turquoise paint. Because I wanna live in a turquoise house with a turquoise.
turquoise car, find a turquoise girl with a turquoise heart. I wanna live in a turquoise house with a turquoise car in a turquoise yard. Drive around town in a turquoise car, find a turquoise girl with a turquoise heart. A turquoise girl with a turquoise heart. A turquoise girl in a turquoise dress and a skirt and a shirt that's covering up her turquoise heart.
All right. Would you ever want a turquoise house, Martha?
No, sir.
A little bold for you, right? You're a little more understated?
Yeah, I want something more subtle.
You'd probably want turquoise shoes, perhaps.
I have turquoise shoes.
You do have that. that is not a surprise. So enough on your shoes. When was the first time you heard Jim White live?
Well, it was in the early 2000s at a club called Local 506 in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And I only became aware of him shortly before that. So his first record came out in 97. I didn't know him until after 2000. And I just love him. I love his songwriting. I love his production. I love his singing. And I went to see him at this club in Chapel Hill. And last night we went
to the same club, actually, and heard him again all these years later.
Yes.
And he did a solo set. And he's on tour before he stops by the Martha Bassett Show. And so we stopped in to see him, and he did a great solo set. And Martha actually got to go up on stage and sing a little bit with him. And it was fun, wasn't it?
It was so much fun.
Were you nervous?
I was excited. I wasn't too nervous because happily he invited me up on a song that I knew.
Well, he seemed to have fun. It was great. It was a blast. It was really fun watching it.
Yeah.
So it went really well.
Yeah.
That first record that she alluded to was Wrong Eyed Jesus, and Jim had an interesting, splash into the music, and I'm sure he'll share a lot of his stories, but he really wrote songs for himself, and then a friend of his sent off a demo tape to David Byrne, and I think it was a cassette, and I think he said it only played out of one speaker.
Yeah.
And
had hand-drawn angels on it.
Yeah. Let's play something off of Wrong Eyed Jesus.
I want to play A Perfect Day to Chase Tornadoes.
Have you ever chased tornadoes?
No, I'm from West Virginia.
I'm from Indiana, so I won't even start on tornado stories.
I've got a good story. I'll tell you.
You do? You got a good story?
I'll tell you after the song.
All right, after the song. Here you go. Perfect Day to Chase Tornadoes.
Way down south, I know a girl who is blind. She walks alone. She'll climb in and he will say, hey babe, what you know? Hope you're ready to go, 'cause today is a perfect day to chase tornadoes. To chase tornadoes. Yeah, when the wild wind kicks around, you
like Jesus and some Chinese opera. And sometimes I'm glad I built my mansion from crazy little stones. But sometimes I feel so goddamn trapped by everything that I know. And I wish it wasn't so, 'cause the only thing that anyone should ever know is that today is a perfect day. Yeah, to chase tornadoes. Yeah, to chase tornadoes. Yeah, when the wild wind kicks around, you get it on. But you may find
So when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I was playing out in the yard, and the wind was blowing so hard that I could run across the yard, jump into the air, and the wind would catch me, and I would actually fly for a few feet. And it was so exhilarating. It was one of the most exciting things that ever happened to me. And my mom made me come inside, and I was just so upset. I was like, ugh, because I was flying. I was outside. I was flying. I was actually flying. I'm not kidding. And she made us go in the basement. And a few minutes later, we came upstairs, and this huge tree in the yard was just gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gone?
It was gone. And that's where I was playing. I was playing right next to that tree, and I'm from West Virginia. We don't have tornadoes, so we're not afraid of them. We don't really know the warning signs. And if my mom hadn't made me come in, I might, I don't know, have like flown away to Oz or something. I don't know.
It wouldn't have been Oz.
No. I mean, it took out the neighbor's garage. It was a real tornado. Maybe that's why I love this song so much.
Jim is not just a musician. He's also a very renowned and fine visual artist, known in some circles just as much for that.
Yes.
You've seen his visual art?
It's beautiful. He's a folk artist and so delightfully innocent in a way.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's very refreshing that way.
I really enjoy the collaborative aspects of our show. Getting to play with the national artists, the local artists, putting us all together, putting them together. It's just really fun to mix that up. So let's play a song that we are going to join Jim White on. This is from his new record, Waffles, Triangles, and Jesus. And the song is called Far Beyond the Spoken World.
If I should carry home off the high white sun, if I blew away any gust of wind, would you in your awe come to my calling to catch me in the wings of my falling? We're going far beyond the spoken world, we're going far beyond the spoken world. Spoken.
I get to where I'd hope to be going, to find I am gone 1 mile astray. Would you lead me on to the land of my hoping? Oh, whisper goodbye from a mile away. We're going far beyond the spoken world. We're going far beyond the spoken world.
The Bassett Show is supported in part by Explore Elkin, your one-stop travel source for the Yadkin Valley and beyond. Whether it's music, wineries, festivals, great restaurants, or hiking, let Explore Elkin help you find your trail. Learn more at Facebook, Explore Elkin, and also at visittheyadkinvalley.com. That was Nashville Pickin', and that was Presley Barker, who lives in Trap Hill, North Carolina, Wilkes County, grew up near Stone Mountain, and we are so excited to have him on the show. Presley started playing guitar when he was 7 years old, and he has performed at Merlefest already. He's won the guitar contest at the Galax Fiddlers Convention when he was 10 years old. That song you heard was off the album Just 10, which was his age at that point. And he's 13 now, and he's just making great music, and we're super excited to have him. I really can't wait to do a little bit of an interview with him to see what his take is. I bet he has a lot of interesting insights. He seems very, like, just full of great energy and positive and kind of infectious.
Yeah, Presley's been mentored by a couple of great guitar players, Brian Sutton and Wayne Henderson. And I know he's been duoing with Wayne quite a bit,
which is a whole bunch.
What a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. And I think he was just on the Grand Ole Opry with Ricky Skaggs. So we'd like to thank Presley for giving us lots of great names to drop at such a very young age.
Really? How did this happen? I mean, good Lord.
I was crawling around in the creek with my mom telling me not to eat things when I was 10.
I was not doing great musical things at his age.
Alright folks, it's springtime again. Time to get out and have some fun, and there's no better way than checking out the Cinco de Mayo Block Party in downtown Elkin on Saturday, May 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. West Main Street will be closed off and filled with vendors, food trucks, live music, craft brews, and wine. You can bring the whole family, get some great food, grab a cold drink from Skull Camp Brewing, and check out the live music of Joey Nevada. So come celebrate downtown with Explore Elkin. And afterwards, come visit us for a show at the Reeves Theater. We'll be welcoming Sam Reeder and the Human Hands that evening, the perfect band to keep the party going.
Pain cuts like a plow into the ground, the ground of your being, the earth of your heart. Watch the soil turn, churning and hurting, preparing for new life to start. Why dig so deep? Why make me bleed? I've grown attached to this grass and these weeds. One day I'm told a garden will grow, but all that I'm doing is killing. the ground and furrow your brow. Nobody promised that you'd never fall. Wipe off the sweat, take a deep breath now, and leave yourself spaces for hope. Look for the birds eating the worms, dug up and brought to the surface in turn. Two seeds are sown, just one will grow. What will take root or die, nobody knows. No, don't look behind, nose to the grind, eyes straight ahead, just keep doing your part. Once you complete the tilling and weeding, the barrenness might break your heart. But listen in close, still there's a pulse, the heartbeat of mystery that cannot be known. This desolate dirt, the lungs of the earth, are sighing in labor.
Was The Plow off of Martha's latest record, Dark of the Night. Sarah Howell Miller wrote that. She's in your band.
Yes, she is. And Sarah is a fantastic songwriter. This weekend, we're going to feature her on one of her songs called Fly Away.
And in May, we will be recording the new record. We've got most all the songs picked out, and one of them will be Sarah's for sure.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great time, so we'll keep you posted on that. Let's flash back right now to your earlier record. We added a song on this show called Leave Me Behind. It's one of Martha's songs.
And Presley is going to play with us on
this
one.
He is. He's going to be on that. So here is Leave Me Behind.
I never was so lonely when I was alone. Never was so lonely when I was alone. Your presence reminds me that I'm on my own. Don't know what you're thinking, your eyes won't betray. Don't know what you're thinking, your eyes won't betray. Lying beside me a million miles away. Show me. Can't help but wonder, do you regret the day? Can't help but wonder, do you regret that day? You made me your own and I kissed your sweet face. Kindness you show never comes with your touch. Kindness you show never comes with your touch. You know what I want, boy, just give me that much. Show me. Telling the truth, won't blame you, darling, for telling the truth. If you don't want me, then I don't want you. Tell me I'm wrong, dear, and ease my worried mind. Tell me I'm wrong, dear, and ease my worried mind. Give me back your loving or leave me behind. Show me.
So last night when we were at Local 506 listening to Jim White, he talked about having written songs before he knew what they were about. They were a precursor to some future event. And I couldn't help but think about Leave Me Behind because I wrote that breakup song way before the breakup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we can't end the podcast on a breakup song, so we will finish with another song. But if you do like this podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. It helps spread the word. Along with the Reeves Theater in Elkin, the Ramcat has just opened up in Winston-Salem. We just saw our bandmate Alex McKinney there with his band Athenaeum. That was pretty awesome.
It was their 20th anniversary concert, and people flew in from all over the world. It was amazing. People flew in from Japan.
Yeah, it was packed. It was craziness. And yeah, we also have Muddy Creek Music Hall. We'll actually be there also. When are we there?
June 17th.
Muddy Creek. They have a great schedule there. If you're a little further east of us, there is the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen. That's another great place to hear music. So get out and hear some live music. So we are also going to announce the second half of our season very shortly. Most of it's booked. We can tell you that Missy Raines is coming. And am I allowed to say anybody else, or are you going to make me keep it a secret?
Keep it a secret, please.
Okay. Okay. No more, folks.
Yeah, just tune in. We'll let you know next month.
We'll let you know. We're very excited about the second half of the season.
Thanks so much for spending this time. I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to share a laugh and sing a song. Seems we just got started, and before we know it, comes the time we have to say so long. This is a Jim White song called Corvair.
Sunlight in the weeds. I wish that I was blind to the ghost dancing in the breeze blowing through my mind. Got a Corvette in my yard. It hasn't run. No longer a car. La 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 la. Last night I dreamed that I was swimming in a sea. Like always, with everything, I went in too deep. Got a Corvette in my yard. It hasn't run. It hasn't run 15.
time for the birds now. It's no
That's our show for today, folks. Thanks to all the musicians for sharing your music. This show was produced by Pat Lawrence with assistance from the Reeves Theater. Our background music today was provided by Russell Kelly.
And as always, a special thanks to our home, the historic Reeves Theater and Cafe in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. You can follow the entire Reeves Theater calendar at reevestheater.com and also on Facebook. And remember, folks, if you like the Martha Bassett Show podcast, please take the time to rate or review it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We hope to hear from you soon. Let's play another song of his. This song is called the...